Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the number one sports podcast in the UK.
Woo!
Voices sound a little bit ropey there, Theodore. What's going on?
I went too hard.
Hard in the paint.
Yeah, Theo and I are just back from Tomorrowland. So this is going to be an interesting one.
Term.
Harder than paint.
Hard in the paint.
What does that mean?
It's like people say it about like basketball, you know, the paint, which is where, if I need to explain, it doesn't make sense. Like,
I've never heard that in my life.
It's like you go hard
he went
in the
to
paint.
America. Yeah, you went to you.
He went to America.
No,
it's a world.
Why would you bring
it? You know, man, when in basketball, you got the paint and the hardness of the paint.
Did you have a good time, lads?
It was actually a really good time.
Yeah.
Oh,
I honestly think the only reason why I'm not ill is because I spent the first 2 days sober. Because the third and final day, it pissed it down.
My God.
Yeah.
So immune systems on the floor already. People were ill.
I've never experienced rain like that in my life. It was so wet.
Yeah.
It was just wet. It was wet. Anyways, guys, we went to a festival.
Yeah. That's what we do in our holiday.
But seriously.
Now that the season's, you know,
seriously,
just coming around to start.
Pitchside's climbing. We're number one in the world.
Hell yeah.
For sports in the UK.
Mm.
That's pretty impressive. So thank you to everyone for tuning in. And thank you to Lewis for being part of the show.
Yeah, people were really happy with me over the past week.
Yeah, he's taking a bit of Hoonville.
No, I've seen a lot of people's. It's just a garage.
You see what
there.
You want to see.
Well, we did a poll and we saw who was right in the end. So,
is that the way to define?
Yeah,
everyone has one vote. It's a democracy. That was a democratic way. It's the same way that we, appoint a leader of the country.
Yeah,
and we answer the question.
Hey, I tell you who also had a hooner. Newcastle in the Premier League summer series where they drew 3-3 to Aston Villa.
Not bad.
You see what I did there? That was quite nice. Yeah, I will say one thing about Newcastle this season.
They stink.
No, they don't. I think Lewis is right.
About what?
About what? He says a lot of things.
Elliot Anderson.
Yep. Thank you.
This guy is the real deal.
Oh, here we go.
He was unreal against Aston Villa in pre-season.
Did you hear what you just said?
Yeah, I know.
It's not just pre-season though. He actually showed some
really good composure. He showed some really good composure.
Is he better than Phil Foden, like Lewis says?
By the way, that tweet went everywhere. I haven't actually said that.
Not yet,
but
anyway.
It's not off the table, is all I'm saying. We'll see how he goes this season.
Yeah. It's off the table, but he is actually really good. I can't lie. Elliot Anderson is a serious player. Newcastle have got a gem in their locker.
Mm-hmm. And people slept on him last season. He went to Bristol Rovers on loan because no championship club even wanted to loan him, and he dominated there. Like, even the championship teams are overlooking.
No, but on real, is he actually going to get minutes in the Premier League?
I think you've got three
midfielders that are comfortably ahead of him.
He's getting a few minutes last season.
But they've also got Champions
League. Now he plays at wide
now,
as well.
So they do need to rotate players. That's the whole point of a squad, is you rotate people.
Yeah, but what are you going to prioritise?
I think he still prioritises
the Premier League, right?
He'll earn his way into the squad this season. I honestly think he will.
I think he looks really, really good. Another player who made his debut for Newcastle, well, I know Elliot Anderson didn't make his debut, but Harvey Barnes came on after Newcastle were playing a 5-3-2. Bit different.
That's still weird that he's there. Obviously, I know we've spoke about it for ages, but it doesn't feel like a Newcastle footballer, does he?
What do you mean?
I know what you mean.
No, it's just like...
Does Tonali?
No, but this Newcastle takeover and the revolution.
Nah,
there,
yeah.
Like, it's wondrous. It's on a giant scale. Harvey Barnes, he's just very pragmatic.
You
like,
mean
does
that Harvey Barnes isn't wonderful?
It's a bit like Andrew Tate coming to Dudley and going out and shagging a bird there.
Yeah.
What?
Is that not the reason he could go out in Mayfair?
Oh, Harvey Barnes is the real. He's well good.
He's got him getting the England squad.
He's good at his job.
Perfect for Eddie Howe. A guy that does his job and just gets on with football.
Yeah.
He needs them types of characters in the dressing room.
I think you're misprofiling him.
The Tonalis of the world.
I think you're really misprofiling him. He's not like a robust, just 6 out of 10 every week player. He's actually really inconsistent.
Yeah, he's a purple patch player, isn't he?
From what I've seen of
him, when he's good, he's really good. When he's bad, he's bad.
He's very similar to Almiron with just like the runs behind the defence.
Jesus, no, he's better than him. Give him some.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying in the term of how he's utilised on the wing, he does a similar role to what Almiron has to do for us. And Maximan never filled that hole, which is why it's
he's going to make more
there.
Penetrating runs. Is that what you mean with Almiron gets him
and
behind?
And that's how Eddie Howe wants to play.
Yeah, but Barnes also receives the ball deeper and can do more than Almiron.
Yeah, no, definitely. No, Almiron's like, you know, no, he's but Harvey Barnes.
I hear what you're saying. It does seem a bit of a flat
sign.
Especially for the money.
Yeah, for how much Newcastle are going to progress in the next
But do you not think that's exactly why Newcastle have been doing well? Because, you know, they bought
Dan Byrne.
Yeah, these make sense.
They were cheap, clever signings.
But now they're looking for the Bruno G's of the world.
Yeah.
You know, the real Champions League players. Harvey Barnes is not a fully fledged Champions League footballer.
But he might. Oh,
you need to be bringing
him
people.
Yeah, yeah. We're not saying he won't be or he couldn't be, but you spent like 40 mil on him. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people keep saying we need to make these huge signings. Why do we need to go out and sign these massive?
I feel like you're doing yourselves a disservice by buying players that are under the ambition of where you want to be.
No, but I think you're
already
doing are.
You're already in the
Barnes.
Champions League.
But who do we get instead of if we're not getting Harvey Barnes?
No,
and ESM has to leave.
Lewis, could have got said.
Maradona.
Who?
Yeah, Kvaratskhelia. That's the type of player that.
Yeah, but like the thing is, like, do they want to come to Newcastle? Like, they might not want to come. Like, because the thing with us is that's why we didn't even go for that geezer who went to Liverpool. We didn't bother whoever his name is.
Do you know what I mean?
Because he didn't want to come, so we didn't bother.
Newcastle are upgrading their players. You've gone from who's that winger?
Is that?
No, the other one.
Murphy.
Jacob Murphy.
He's dog shit.
Harvey Barnes.
Whoa, no, you haven't done that though. You've gone from Alexander Isaac / Saint-Maximin to Harvey Barnes.
No, because Isaac still played.
No, but I mean, he's a left winger.
It's all about squad depth. I think you guys are doing a disservice to Harvey Barnes.
He's got 13 goals.
I think you're being very rude, actually.
He's a good player.
No. I think you should really think about what you're saying.
I just think that he's not really the type of profile that a Champions League club
would go. Yeah. Would any other team in the Champions League in England go for Harvey Barnes, realistically? No, because I didn't.
I hate this, man. It's just people on about like name signings. If he scored 13 goals in a Leicester team that got relegated and were extremely poor, that's not a bad signing. And you put him
he's
into a Newcastle.
He's very efficient, yeah. But he's not.
And that's what we need.
He's not going to set the world alight at Newcastle.
So did Pereira score that many goals for Albion where he got relegated? No,
one of Newcastle's
him.
Best players last year was Dan Byrne.
Was right. he? Was he really one of the
Longstaff is one of our most essential
exactly.
players.
That's the type of player Newcastle want. Eddie Howe wants. I think it's a great signing.
I think it exactly fits into what we're doing.
You guys live in fucking Football Manager and FIFA world. Or we can must buy the fucking most famous players in the world. Blah blah blah. You're out of touch with reality.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Well, if they're the richest club in world football, then
the richest club in world football?
Weren't you saying immediately after the takeover they should be going for like Kylian Mbappe? And now
people can't change opinions.
Never said that.
You
said they can.
Exactly.
I think it was a smart decision to go for players who are going to fit well in the squad and work well with a manager.
You're correct.
But why can't Caradona do that?
Yeah, why can't
I
you
think
go for players
I think he's
ambition.
A player that was a lot harder
That's
to
like
sign.
That's like an 80 million signing.
How much bought
him for 40 mil.
Yeah, but we've sold Maximan the opposite way to make up that money in FFT and we've got other positions we have to strengthen. We have to strengthen fullbacks. We need to get another centre-back if possible. We can't just put all our money on Kvara.
And also, I think signing Kvara is going to be a lot harder because he's coming from Napoli, Serie A champions, already in the Champions League. Why is he going to go up Tonside?
Because he's the Premier League.
Tonali did it.
He didn't want it though.
He doesn't now.
Every single proven Premier League player we've signed has fit into the team perfectly.
He thought he was going Juventus.
Dan Byrne have all done brilliantly.
These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business.
You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available.
That's why you got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and
for free.
Here at Pitchside, we have personal experience with LinkedIn as our very own Lewis Bowden was hired from there.
It's super easy to create a free job post on LinkedIn Jobs. Simply add your job and the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring.
That's right. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire.
That's right. It's very important to add the right person to your business. You know, I now have Ben, and he has catapulted everything to the moon.
It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors.
LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. So post your job for free at linkedinjobs.com/pitch.
That is linkedin.com/pitch to post your jobs for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Anyway, this isn't a Tune podcast.
Yeah, no, it's not.
No, guys, Ollie Watkins, I want to touch on this Villa Newcastle game because there's a player who stood out for me. And I think he's had a troubled spell at the club so far, or he's not lived up to the hype that he was bought for. That's Buendia. He looked really sharp. I know
he's been good when he's played.
No, but he's been inconsistent. But you know when they bought him, they're like, "Is this Buendia?"
Yeah,
he wasn't really playing under Gerrard, and that was he.
But in pre-season, I know it's pre-season. Take it with a pinch of salt. He did look good. He looked sharp.
Almost got a hat trick.
You guys watched it, right? You know, we're on a full show.
I didn't watch it. No. I've got better things to do.
Don't know ball.
Aston Villa.
Yeah, he made Tonali.
But honestly, if you
when was the game? So you watched it while you was in Tomorrowland, yeah?
No, I watched it on highlights.
But if you think
the game, then
replay.
If you think that a couple people scoring a few preseason goals means much, then you've lost the plot.
I think Aston Villa in general look dangerous, like, with the signs that they've made.
Leon Bailey scored like 6 goals in preseason last year, then did absolutely fuck all in the Premier League.
No, you love to hate on preseason. I understand why, but remember last year Arsenal looked sharp, and Arsenal looked sharp, and then they were sharp.
Man United win every preseason game every year, and then start the season tragically. Yeah. All the time.
Okay, fine. What we'll do then is we'll watch preseason. We'll say no subject. No, we'll talk about none of it because it's all irrelevant.
No,
and
I'm
pointless.
Saying you.
How about we do that?
No,
shall
you
we? Time to end the show.
Don't put. You're putting way too much weight on a couple of half decent performances when they're knocking
Villa
around.
They did look good. They look sharp. They've made good signings. They got Diego Carlos coming back. They got Buendia playing
pre-season
well.
Preseason is mainly
well.
Just about fitness.
But they did look good. There's no denying
question,
it.
Do you think Chelsea are going to do well this year?
After the state of Mudrick's performance, I'm going to have to say yes.
Oh, no, please.
Well, he said he's going to win a Ballon d'Or this year.
I didn't say that. let's just keep lying.
But you did watch that Mudrick goal.
I saw the Mudrick
goal. And his performance and thought, wow, you're going to be right.
I didn't see his performance. I saw the goal and joking, he made a tweet saying he's going to win everything. It was a good goal, I see it, but it means nothing.
Yeah.
Chelsea kit's nice.
It is
without the sponsor. That sponsor could ruin it. The new sponsor could ruin it.
Who's the new sponsor?
We don't know.
They actually don't have a sponsor.
Yeah, it's just a blank bit, isn't it?
And Nkunku?
I think Chelsea are going to have a good season. I do.
What makes you say that?
I just like Poch.
So you're making judgment before the season starts?
Like we did.
Yeah, because they have an actual manager.
How dare you? How dare
what the fuck you on about?
You?
It's not based anything to do with pre-season. I think they will get Caicedo and whilst keeping Cole Wilson, I think they'll have a good season. I think Enzo...
Well, Poch said Cole was not going anywhere.
Exactly. But I think Brighton were hoping they could use Cole Wilson as a pawn in the Caicedo.
So I've said I think Villa are going to do well because of preseason and because of the signings.
But I'm not saying Chelsea are going to do well because of
preseason.
And
they got Emre.
But I'd give you more credit for saying Villa are going to do well based off the fact that since Emery took over, they are.
Yeah,
that's what I've said
from
the beginning.
No, but I mean, like,
about pre-season?
I'm saying their performances in this preseason aren't
I'm saying
really that meaningful.
No, but it does add
their
to
their Premier League performances last year are more important.
It must add to it a little bit, though.
You try out new
friendly.
You try out
it doesn't mean anything.
As a team
it's experimental and it's fitness based. That's it.
Yeah.
You but see how the team
players do not care one bit about winning.
Yeah, I know. I completely understand that. But I'm saying with the new
like
signings,
a training match.
I think they made good signings. They got a good manager. They're looking sharp. I think they're going to do well.
I agree.
You lot wanted to cry about it when I said they finished sixth. They finished seventh last year.
Chelsea or Villa? Who finishes higher?
Villa.
Who finishes? Ooh.
Villa.
You think Villa? Agree.
They laughed at me last year and I got one position wrong from it.
You were very lucky. But okay.
They finished seventh.
You were very lucky. You were very lucky.
Yeah, you did think Gerrard was going to take them to sixth, though.
Nah, you weren't lucky. You can't say it's lucky.
It was.
You look on it.
I think Chelsea are going to finish higher because they have no European football. Villa do. There's extra stress on.
And they're better.
And they've got better
and
there's
and they've got better
more
players.
Expectation.
I genuinely think Aston Villa have a better squad. Like, genuinely.
Than Chelsea?
Yeah.
Go that far.
No, because on paper with names, Chelsea, brilliant. But, like, I think with Aston Villa, getting Carlos back from a huge injury, Paul Torres partnering with him, yeah. Diaby looks unreal. Tielemans, who we know he's a bit lazy, but he has a worldie in him. And on a free, wasn't he, as well? It's like, that squad's class.
What's the price tag got to do with anything?
I don't get it. So, if we do a direct comparison, it's Wesley Fofana, Levi Colwell, and Enzo Fernandez. The three players you've just mentioned.
Did Enzo's performances last year give you real confidence that he's going to kick on this year and make a huge impact?
There was enough
Chelsea
in it, yeah, but they were really struggling. Enzo's unbelievable.
Wasn't enough, though, to carry Chelsea through it. He didn't have...
When you saw enough from Tielemans last year, he's going to set the world alight at Villa.
I'm saying Villa already had good performances to build on now. Chelsea need a player who are going to pivot that entire turnaround from a finishing mid-table to pushing above Aston Villa,
but they've already looked good in pre-season.
But we've always said that it was mostly in management, though. The moment Chelsea get a good manager,
which they have now,
and clear out half their squad.
I just think if you look at the trajectories,
Aston
Villa like going like that, and then they've built on it really brilliantly, and so like it's only logical that they'll go further.
That isn't logical though, is it? Because teams like that don't.
Europe's going to play a part. Realistically, I think Chelsea will finish like sixth, and Villa will finish like eighth, but it'll be a good season for Villa. I think they do have a little run in Europe.
Yeah,
maybe get to a quarter final somewhere in the FA Cup or something like that.
I think they'll win the Conference League. I think Villa will win the Conference League.
I mean, it is Emery in there.
Under Emery.
European competition, why not?
Yeah.
And who are they going to meet in the final?
I don't know.
Sevilla.
Well, they'd be in Europe.
I know, but it's funny because
silly man. And that's another, I think Villa will come like ninth or eighth. That's like saying Brighton are going to come top four in this season because they've gone like that progressing.
And also,
Teams don't break into that top four, they just don't.
Newcastle.
Yeah, but you've got the richest club in the world.
Aston Villa have spent the same amount as Newcastle. It's the richest club in the world. We're not spending like that. Chelsea have spent ridiculous amounts and they finish mid-table. So like that money spent does not equate to where you finish in the league.
Yeah,
but no one
at Newcastle can get injured now because Saudi doctors make everyone immune from all disease and illness. So
does financial fair play apply to the teams in Saudi Arabia?
They don't have that.
It doesn't exist.
I don't think it exists.
I was wondering about that, actually.
Yeah.
It's financial. Cool.
Before we move on to it, guys, did you see the body cams that were used in the summer series?
Oh, the ref. That was really cool.
That was sick, wasn't it?
On
players as well?
Yeah, there's a video of like Bruno G, like with a body cam on and that. Yeah.
It can't be a GoPro. There must be a tiny little thing.
No, I don't know. I think it might have been. I've not seen him wearing it.
They can't be rocking around with a GoPro.
it's good because you can hear like the communication.
Police body cams or that.
But what happens if you go chest the ball? It just hits the camera.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it must be like a little.
Yeah, it's class though. You can hear him like the communication, watching all the movement. It's really good.
That's why I think that's why a lot of people enjoyed the lockdown football because you could hear everything they were talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, unless Sky fucking blurted, like they kept cutting things out, didn't they?
Now the best one was Rob Holding. Why has he gone down like that? He's built like a brick shit. I think you'll see a lot of stuff trialed, you know, in these summer series implemented over the course of the season. Obviously,
I don't think you will.
I think Howard Webb really does want to.
I think we're a long way off.
They're way ahead in America with things like that.
Things like the quick interview with the manager before they head in for half time, like that can be implemented. Like,
there's something weird in this country about just being, we want to live in 1960. How long did goal line technology take to come in? And like, I don't know.
It's purism, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like keeping the
things
sport
like that
as pure
won't
as
happen.
For, it's not an entertainment industry.
Yeah.
I don't want to go full.
No, but I mean, in terms of British culture, in America it is.
Yeah.
It's like, it's all glamour.
The halftime show or things like that.
You won't get that in
What are the player interviews when they want their headsets? Are they just chatting to each other?
So the game will be going on and the player will be talking to the commentary team, I think. I've not seen it fully.
Like in Soccer Aid.
Yeah.
But that's like, you couldn't do that in Prem.
You couldn't do that in Prem because what happens if like...
Why not?
No, I'm not saying that, but I think
you're
you could
do... Oh, shit, lad.
You could do like a quick chat with the manager as he's heading in for half-time or something like that, pulling the manager. Like
They
be
wouldn't
good.
Do that because why would they waste 2 minutes of their team talk on that?
Yeah. I think you're really going to struggle for the Premier League. Maybe in like a Carabao Cup game or whatnot.
When they don't care. Well, is that what you're saying?
Or just a level below where every game is worth millions of pounds.
Yeah.
We are seeing changes in, like, say, like, you've had cameras going for the final team talk after the game and stuff. You start getting more stuff in
the
Premier League.
That's rare, though, isn't it? That's not a common
thing. I reckon the rule is we give every one player from every team a GoPro. And they just
in their hand?
No, at half time. And, okay. And you know how Ben Foster, like, GoPro?
Yeah.
Do you have to do that?
Yeah.
As part of your contract, you must wear a GoPro for a game.
Just pass it around. Who's on Rota this week, boys?
I think we've got to remember it's a profession, not content creation.
Oh, I beg to differ these days.
No. Some things need to be private, don't they?
Yeah. Well, the line's thinner, but it's still a line, isn't it? Than what it used to be. Like, we get more access into everything behind the scenes now. Well,
I did enjoy the stuff, the you know, who did that? Did they do it with Eddie Howe? Like, post-match, having the managers come in and...
We've done it a few times.
...speak to each other.
Yeah, that's
managers.
Pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. I think that's a cool thing they should try and implement.
Oh,
more.
No, that's when Frank did it with...
Eddie Howe.
Potter, wasn't it?
Was it Potter?
Yeah, it was Frank Potter.
That was Amazon, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Which, again, is an American-owned...
But Eddie Howe's done, like, brought them in the changing room for the team talks.
Oh, that's
stuff.
When it was, like, really embarrassing when Dan Byrne was doing that dance and that, wasn't it? That was cool, man.
Yeah, well, we won the auto tonight.
Obviously, United did play Arsenal.
Hang on. We said we wanted to make a bet, didn't we?
Yeah.
I'll have Chelsea, you'll have Villa.
Okay, yeah.
And viewers, what do you think? I've thought of something.
No, I don't like the...
Whoever loses...
Let's just shave their head.
No, obviously you're going to be shaving your head pretty soon. It's a tattoo of the other person's choice.
I'm scared of that one.
How about this one? Yeah, if Chelsea finish high, you get a Chelsea tattoo. And Villa finish high, he gets a Villa tattoo.
Well, that doesn't make sense. Why am I getting punished?
No, yeah, it should be a Chelsea tattoo on him and then Villa on him.
Oh yeah, do that.
Well, no, because hate Villa, he doesn't hate Chelsea.
But the thing is, though, like, the odds are weighted against me, like similar to last year, because I'm going for the unpopular.
No, not pulling
I'm
you.
Going for
you've
the
got the better manager, the better squad.
No, just get the other person's initials tattooed on.
I've never had a tattoo before.
Neither have I.
TG on you, and then LB on. Because you don't have to explain what it is.
Come on.
Someone asks what tattoo that is.
Let me cook on it for a week and we'll see.
Well, no,
I'm
scared.
I am scared so much about how much Villa are better. Do it.
Because the only thing is, Chelsea could go from here and spend an absolute ton and then change everything on his head, because they still have tons of business to do. So it's like, at the start of the season is when I'll make the bet, when we know, like, these are the teams and this is the situation.
Oh, you're such a wimp.
No, but you're just going to rely on us forgetting about the bet at that point. You're going to stall
it.
I'm not going to forget.
We'll come back to this, the podcast before the Premier League season.
Shut up.
Oh, look, United did beat Arsenal in pre-season.
Oh, shut up.
Again, they've won another game in pre-season.
Yeah, so they're going to win the league.
Pre-season merchants.
They really are.
Obviously, Bruno Fernandes, new captain of Man United.
Scored a goal.
With his left foot.
Against... Ramsdale?
No.
It wasn't a good moment. But again, nobody cares.
Gabriel had a bit of a hooner for the second goal.
Yeah, they were just enjoying America, you know.
They're just having a good time out in America, guys. We don't need to look into pre-season too much.
Yeah.
Do you think Bruno F is the man to lead Man United?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's their guy.
Bit of an annoying guy, though.
For everybody else apart from United fans, so... I mean, that's the perfect captaincy material, isn't it?
Do you think it's important that your captain is one of your best players, or do you think it's not based on that?
Yeah, I'll do.
I think it is important.
No, I don't, because Jordan Henderson was not Liverpool.
He's one of their better players. At the time, he was
a mainstay in the team.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, but...
I think it's a disservice to Jordan Henderson.
No, but you're saying ability-wise, right?
He was one of the...
Actually, no, I hear
you. There's about eight players in that dominant Liverpool team that were.
Okay.
But he was important to how they played, do you think?
But that's not the question you asked.
Yeah, I know.
Well, looking across Premier League, who's everyone's captain?
Jordan Henderson will be respected as one of the greatest Liverpool captains of all time.
Not anymore.
And yet he was probably what? Not even top half.
He wasn't, but I mean,
I'll take that back. Yeah, he needs to be someone who plays every week. That. I don't think captains are even that important, to be honest, but...
No, I think they... I think
they're more important off the pitch, like around the communities and stuff.
Yeah.
No, but...
And being a representation of
Gerrard,
the
Gerrard, for example, I think he was a
Gerrard wouldn't have changed the way he played regardless if he was a captain or not.
But do you not think if you're that good and you wear your heart on your sleeve, it encourages other players to up their levels?
Do you not think players, so just set the Liverpool example, do you not think Suarez was a leader the way he played, but people think players wouldn't go, oh no, armband, I'll follow Gerrard instead, I'll follow Henderson.
Huh?
People don't care if you've got an armband on, people lead anyway.
But I think you are definitely within your team though, you're definitely like, if you're a captain, you're respected.
But there's always players
surely.
Do you think Gerrard got respect from his teammates because he was a captain?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I think the issue is when it's the captain armband is on a player who doesn't deserve it, where other players can be like, why is he captain?
That's fair.
No, but even like a Sunday league level, there's certain players that you would play with that you'd respect the word of more because they're a better player or you know, they have more of a voice, not the person that just is... gets given the...
It's like, could you picture Maguire leading Bruno Fernandes? I feel like Bruno would be like just muttering under his breath, like, why is this guy,
perception.
Yeah.
I think Harry Maguire is more liked and respected than you think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's not liked, but I'm saying like, there's no way players really saw him as the proper captain when, you know, like, he doesn't even strike me that much as a leader type, like as a vocal
but
person.
But isn't that just because the media have portrayed it that way?
Yeah. Perhaps, maybe it is.
We have no idea how good he was inside the dressing room or on the pitch.
Don't forget they finished, second under Oli when he was the captain.
Yeah.
So they couldn't have done that bad.
That's true. Just playing devil's advocate, you know.
Well, could you imagine David Beckham like screaming at people and getting people?
No, but that's not always
led by example.
Yeah, exactly.
It's also the way you carry yourself. Like Beckham was just like a good pro. Yeah, and just a good person. Like
you look at that Chelsea side, though. You know, the 04-05 Chelsea side with Terry, Lampard, all these leaders. I mean, did it really matter that Terry was the captain?
Well, no, they wrote that. Yeah, it's like the old United sides. They managed to dress it in themselves.
Well, here's a question. If for the most part, who would you say Tottenham Hotspur's captain is? If you didn't know it,
Harry Kane.
It's Hugo Lloris. Which just shows that you don't need to be the captain on the field in order to offer people.
He's made you look alright now.
No, do you know what I mean? Though,
yeah. I completely get
that. The armband is an irrelevant point. It just sometimes it aligns with
only at the end of the season
anymore.
Yeah, Kane will be club captain now. Yeah. Lloris has gone, hasn't he? But he's on about last year when Lloris was playing every week. He was the captain.
Yeah,
but he also he was captain as well because he was one of the longest servants. Won a World Cup. Just because he turned shit doesn't mean he wasn't a good leader.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that examples of players on the pitch don't necessarily need to be reaffirmed by a little armband that they're wearing.
Oh yeah, I do think this is pretty futile. Yeah. I don't think captains mean that much, if I'm honest.
Who are the top three captains of the Premier League, though? Who are the top three captains in
ever.
Premier League history? Yeah,
Roy Keane's obviously
Roy
first.
Roy Keane, Pat
Terry.
Oh no,
Roy Keane, Terry, and then
Vieira's captain, wasn't he?
Yeah,
yeah, but
yeah, mate, Vieira, the Keane Vieira.
Yeah, and Keane bullied him. You got Keane's obviously first. He won the most, didn't he? Then Terry,
Vince and Company.
Company's not a bad shout.
I still think Vieira.
Vidic. Was Vidic captain? He was, wasn't he?
Maybe.
I'm sure Vidic was captain and they won three on the trot.
Was it not? No, is that mental? Neville at that time?
How are you Geeks, actually.
What? He won like, he won like two Premier Leagues. One of them, Adams, was the captain.
Was he not captain for the Invincibles?
I don't know.
Vieira was.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, one.
The most important one.
How is that the most important one?
Name another side that's done it.
No, but then again, you're just comparing argument of the peak of captaincy or how important.
Roy Keane is the best captain. You could argue Gerrard, but it's hard to say he's the best captain when they didn't win it.
Yeah.
He did help carry that side, though.
Yeah, to what? Fourth?
Champions League.
Yeah, but we're on about the Premier League.
Oh.
He said who's the best Premier League captain of all.
Terry's a good chat as well.
Terry is a good chat.
It's Keane, then Terry.
Yeah.
And then you could argue the third. Really silly. Shut the fuck up.
Is that why you started that line of questioning?
No, I was just curious to see what you thought.
Okay.
Could you say maybe Gary Neville?
He didn't really he wasn't like a...
Well, do you think Gary Neville's a good fullback?
I do.
How good of a fullback is he though, Tom? Do you think he's top 10 in the world?
Right now, no.
Who do you think is the top 10 best fullbacks in the world?
I can tell you because I've got a list.
Oh. Welcome to our feature of the week. You guys love it so much. We're back again with a new position of ranking, this time the top 10 fullbacks in the world currently.
By the way, doing this, I realised how many left backs aren't that good.
Yeah.
Nearly all mine are right back.
Pretty much.
How much of this weighs on, you know, their whole career?
No, you doing I've just gone currently. That's what we'd said, didn't we?
Yeah, I've gone currently. But
I've gone concurrently.
But don't get me wrong, if people have had like an average season last year, I'm not going to go, well, they're suddenly shit. But I just mean, it's just... But yeah, there was...
Can I preface some? Well, you might say some of the people that I've got.
Go on.
Disclaimed, but for me, when
you've
I was creating
for a
list,
proper fullback,
no Stones, no Ben White, no like Koundé.
Okay,
you are centre back.
I've not got Stones.
Okay, no, I'll explain why.
Okay,
I agree with. That's exactly why I haven't got Zinchenko in.
Right,
because
he is a fullback.
Nobody play. Oh no, this is where this could get messy.
Okay,
but I'm just saying this. You may disagree with why I've got other players in, which is okay. But I would have probably had Zinchenko in my top 10. But like you say, with Stones,
yeah,
I don't feel like he really plays as a.
He's not
fullback.
Yeah, Zinchenko's more of a fullback than Stones.
No.
But they play the same role, the inverted role.
Yeah, whenever they play right
position,
back, they play as another six, don't they? Yeah.
Okay, well, if I said to you, what position is Zinchenko? What would you say? Left back.
Yeah, he's an inverted left back, isn't he? Yeah. But okay, then no, he won't be in my top 10 because I take all 10 of these over him as a fullback.
Fair enough. He's not in my top 10.
10, I've got Trent.
Oh.
Trent would be way higher
if it wasn't just fullback. I agree.
I think Trent's an average fullback.
That's my logic as well.
But he's probably, in terms of footballers, he's probably top three of this list.
But did you see what I mean?
Yeah.
In this new Trent role,
yeah,
he's probably first.
Yeah.
But he's not a right back anymore.
You've got Trent 10th.
Yeah, number 9, I got Ben White. Because I don't think Ben White, I think he's been a fullback all last season. He's a fullback.
It's fair to say off the last.
Do you know
season.
What I mean?
I get you.
I know he is a centre back who's played right back, but he was one of the best right backs in the league last year. I think he's fair. Eighth, I've got Di Lorenzo from Napoli.
Yes. Yeah,
who, by the way, I didn't realize how old he was.
Like 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd been around.
He got that young Italian thing.
Yeah. I think. Where do you put him? Eighth.
Yeah.
I think that's too low.
Nah, he wasn't their main player last year when I watched him. He's just really solid. And he's their captain. 7th, I got Luke Shaw.
Fair enough.
Oh, shit, no. I've done that the wrong way around. 7th, Trippier. Yeah, 7th, Trippier. 6th, Shaw. Because Shaw is better than Trippier. 5, I've got Cancelo, who... I'm probably being harsh here, because a year ago, you could argue he was the best fullback in the world. 4, 5, I've got Koundé. I think he's... unbelievable, but I think he's better as a right back because I think he's too short for the centre half role.
Whoa,
he was pretty good at Sevilla though.
But there's a reason he excelled so much last year at right back for Barca. I think he was bought to play right back for them.
I've not got Koundé in my list.
That's because you don't have ball. Third, I've got Hakimi.
Yeah.
Second, Walker.
Yeah.
First, Reece James.
Yo, you're what?
You've missed out Alphonso Davies.
Oh, no, yeah, fuck him.
What?
What? Oh my God, brother.
Oh,
no.
I will admit, I did forget him. But I'm happy not having Alphonso Davies.
You got
That's crazy, dude.
I've not even got Reece James in my top 10.
What?
I've got him first.
Got him first?
Yeah.
You haven't got Reece James in your top 10 fullbacks in the world?
I've got him number one, yeah.
I'll be honest. I'd probably put Davies 7th.
Wow. All right, well,
I'm not annoyed about not missing him out. I did forget him, though. Just change your list.
They're going to know now.
No, you can't change it.
They're going to know
don't
when you've
change
said
your
it.
List.
Oh, you can't change your
don't
list.
Don't change your
you
list.
You can't change your list.
Change it back
put
now.
Put it back right now.
Change it
put
back, it back. Now.
Oh, man.
Change it back properly.
I'm not having this.
What? Alphonso Davies, he's good, but
mate, he's one of the he's like the best fullback in the world.
No, he's not.
He's the best left back for me, anyway.
I've never seen this guy is just a joke.
Yeah, mm.
He's average defensively.
He's faster than Usain Bolt.
You shag FIFA so.
I've seen him live. We were blown away by how good this guy was.
Dembele was ridiculous.
It was insane. This is Dembele, one of the best wingers in the world.
Yeah. What?
Dembele is one of the best wingers in the world on this day.
Oh,
of course he is.
So stay tuned for the top 10 wingers next week.
Oh my God. On his day, Dembele is one of the best wingers in the world, and Alphonso
he
Davies
can be
on
most.
On toast. Cheese on toast.
All right.
So one game makes him the best left back in the world.
I'm a big fan of Alphonso Davies.
Let's hear it, Rube. I've got a list of 10. No Koundé, no Stones, no White, no centre back / left back, right backs. I don't have Luke Shaw in my top 10. I'm sorry, guys.
Crazy.
Number 10, Cancelo.
Wait, would you? Ooh, Jesus, 10?
Yeah. Well, if we're going off a combination of longevity hard, and, man. Yeah.
That's harsh.
Played well this season, didn't he?
That's what I mean, yeah. Ninth, Andy Robertson.
Hang on. Before he left in January, yeah, he was playing really well.
No.
He was?
No, he was okay. He was okay. He started getting dropped, but I don't know if that's because of politics rather than actual
when
game.
He left, everyone was like, what the hell? As if they're letting Cancelo
what
go.
Hell?
Yeah, because Cancelo.
Did he get two league medals as well?
I think so. Possibly.
Got Andy Robertson in yours?
Yeah.
Andy Robertson?
Yeah.
Robertson.
Oh, okay, I would have him in.
Eight, Di Lorenzo.
Oh my God, how did I forget fucking Robertson?
Seven, Carl Walker. Six, I've got Trent, which I feel like...
Did you have Carl Walker in yours?
Yeah.
Second.
Six, I do have Trent, again, for the reasons that I said. If it was this new Trent role included, then he'd be like...
But he's a fullback.
No, but if you played him right back and had him as a right back, it's... Okay. Five, Kieran Trippier. Four, Theo Hernandez.
Teo
Hernandez. Three, Ashraf Hakimi. Two, Alphonso Davies. And then number one is Reece James.
Mm.
Yeah, Hernandez, I just haven't seen enough of. I sort of couldn't put him in.
Easily.
I forgot about Reece James.
That's embarrassing.
He has been injured quite a lot.
So you're saying you forgot, but now you're trying to argue it.
He is the best... out and out fullback in world football for me.
When he's fit, I think he is.
I just want him to be fit more, man.
He does everything, both sides of the ball.
I want him to be playing every week. I want to see this Reece James that we all know and love. But
I do apologise about Andy Robertson, though. I genuinely forgot about him.
Yeah. I had Andy Robertson in.
I'd have him like and then probably sixth or seventh.
Yeah. And then I took
over fucking Alphonso Davies, say that for free.
Most assists ever by a fullback in the Premier League.
He's better than Alphonso Davies. He is.
Anyways.
Well, you didn't put either of them in your top 10.
I'm sorry.
10 for me, Luke Shaw.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
9, Cancelo. 8th, Danny Carvajal.
You are.
And you can't say.
He's so past it.
No, he's not.
I feel
not.
Like he's a bit old, though.
He's not.
He's so past it.
He's really not that past it.
How old is he now?
He really is.
I see where Theo's coming from.
He's still very good, so solid
at right back still. Yeah, he's not, so solid.
He just doesn't have the pace that he used to have.
He got peppered in both legs against City last year.
That's different though.
He's average, bro.
This City team used to be unbelievable.
Manchester City.
Yeah. No, but even so, he's past it. He's so past it. There's so many better fullbacks at the minute than him.
Yeah, I wouldn't put him top 10, but I can see where you're coming from.
You lost. Fuck go on, me. Carry on.
Fucking stupid pricks. 7th, Kieran Trippier.
Yeah.
6th, Teo Hernandez. 5th, Kyle Walker. 4th, Di Lorenzo.
Ooh.
3rd, Hakimi. 2nd, Alphonso Davies. 1st, Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Oh, what?
I get the reasoning, but
do you think Trent's a better fullback than Kyle Walker?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
If they were to both play at right back and Trent's not allowed to go any further forward.
A fullback right now is not necessarily an out and out right back. We're talking fullbacks. Like the fullback role can be moved and changed. They can move into centre mid.
Why didn't you put John Stones in?
Yeah.
Because he's more of a centre back CDM. Like if you think John Stones, you don't think he's a right back fullback, do you?
You just
think, logically, you don't think anything. That. You think Zinchenko, you think he's a fullback.
Why is he not in then?
What about Ben White then?
Ben White, I just thought that was 10 better than him.
Koundé?
No, man, more of a centre back.
So cheap. You're changing the goal post here, man. So basically, Trent is number one for you.
No, no,
it's a right back.
You can't compare Trent to Koundé and Ben White. Trent is a right back for his whole fucking career.
No, but what I'm saying is
they
Trent,
are both right backs.
Trent, who's now one of the best attacking fullbacks in the world, is now playing centre mid. But Koundé, who used to be a centre back, is now actually playing right back. Doesn't make your top 10.
Yeah.
But they've both moved positions.
Fucking grow up.
That's what. Go on then, who have you got?
Oh, God.
Dan Burn, Matt Target, yeah. Kieran Trippier.
No, I'm going to...
Can I just say, I think my list is actually pretty much there.
Well, you would think that because it's your own opinion.
Barring Reece James.
That's a pretty big bar.
I think Di Lorenzo is far too high. Don't think he's that good. He's good, but
he is.
He's not, mate.
He is.
I don't think he's better than Teo Hernandez.
If we're being honest, before this season...
Nobody had heard of him. Yeah, it's a good
We wouldn't really know who he was.
Of course I did.
And he's 28, 29. He's decent for Italy, but still. Even at the Euros, no one's thinking back going, Di Lorenzo,
But you could say that about Bastoni as well. But again, he's a centre-back / right-back, so...
Yeah, missing Reece James is a huge L. Why are you doing that? Like you've Andrew Tate.
What does he do?
That's how he sits like that. It's like the calming thing, isn't it? Calming symbol.
Yeah.
If you say that you're calming yourself down.
It's meant
down.
To be like a... Yeah.
Well, so I'm physically getting angry and subconsciously I'm trying to calm myself down.
I don't know.
That's quite cool.
Only you can.
That's quite cool.
I didn't know that's like something.
Yeah, come on then, numbskull.
I will say I've realised I've forgotten a few names here.
How many?
But it's still all right. It's all right.
How many?
10th, Camavinga.
Fuck right
Shut up,
off,
mate.
Man. What is...
He's not a fucking left back, is he?
He's a centre mid, brother.
He fills in at left back.
When playing left back, I'll put him 10th best in the world, thank you. It's not mental. I think I'll be backed on that. You just forgot about him.
Why didn't you put Trent in your top 10 midfielders?
I should have actually, you know, it's a good thing. I have got Robertson in 9th.
Yeah, fair.
Di Lorenzo, 8th. Cancelo, 7th. Trent, 6th. Now, Reece James is 5th only because he spent the last year not playing. But like, if he did play, most likely he would have been first.
That's fine.
Okay.
Kyle Walker, 4th. Trippier, 3rd.
I think that's not. No, I don't. But this is very Premier League heavy, Lewis. If you're not watching,
well, Premier League have the best players, man. It's not. Why? What's wrong with Trippier third? He's the best fullback from last season in the best league in the world, and I put him third in the list from the best defense in the world.
Speaking of facts.
What? You think he's the best fullback in the Premier League?
No, he was the best fullback in the best defense in the best league and the best defense in the world. And I put him third on my list.
Best
and you're like,
in the world.
Can I ask a quick question? Why didn't Newcastle win the Premier League if you have third best right back, the third best goalie, sixth best striker?
Fifth
best striker.
Lacazette was.
Yeah. Sixth
VAR
best striker.
Robbed us of points.
And the 10th best forward.
And the 10th best forward, yeah.
Yeah, that's why we overperformed and went fourth, boys. That's why we're successful. It's not crazy to say a trippy
third. That doesn't make any sense.
Was Bruno G not fourth best midfielder?
I'm fourth best midfielder.
How are you not?
We finished fourth.
So actually, you underperformed finishing fourth.
Yeah, maybe we should have done, but we have to remember. Listeners. Then we have Almiron on the wing, so it balances itself out. You know, yin and yang.
Wait, let me listen to your list. Go on.
Second, Alfonso Davies. And Teo Hernandez is first for me.
What?
Whoa.
I like this guy. And plus, he might sign for Newcastle. So.
Is the real
Do you know
answer.
What I was about to say? Until you put Teo Hernandez first, I was about to say that might be the best list.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad one until.
Yeah, I would have liked to put Shaw in there somewhere because I think he's like overlooked a little bit, but I don't know who I'd take out.
You should, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Maybe Camavinga out for him, but.
Yeah, that would have been a good one.
Trippier ahead of Reece James in a. Fullback list is crazy.
But he didn't play. Like, obviously, if he played, he would have.
We're not basing it off last season. We're saying you were the best fullbacks in the world at the minute, and you're saying
and mine have to be eligible to play football, mate.
What?
They have to be eligible to play football. Reece James haven't seen him play in a year. Yeah, man. It's like putting Ivan Toney in your top 10 strikers. Well, he can't play football, so.
But you did do that.
No, I didn't. He didn't make mine. I'm sure he didn't make mine. He might have actually.
What did you mean? Think he did.
Yeah, we all did.
Nah.
What are you talking about? Every single person put Tony in their top.
Nah, but like I think you all massively underrated Trippier, and you overrate these players who play in.
I didn't massively underrate Trippier.
Where'd you put him? He's in all of our lists.
Yeah, but he's seventh. He was in the best defence in the world last season.
But is that not a communal effort though?
Are you sure that's the best?
Wait, was it Barcelona? Yeah.
Okay, tie with Barcelona.
Wait, is it tied?
You didn't put a Barcelona defender in.
Yeah, the right back's not. Well, we're not putting Koundé in, are we?
We are.
I mean, when you
I didn't. I wasn't counting them. Otherwise, Stones would have been in.
What do you mean, them?
That's centre back.
He's a right back.
No, / centre back.
He can play both. He played right back all season.
Where did you rank Trippier? Back to it.
I put him seventh.
So seven. So the guy who was in the Premier League team of the season for four.
Hang on. Why is Dan Burn not in there then?
That's a good question, actually.
I'm waiting.
That's a good question. We've said ourselves, there's not as many good left backs as right backs in the world.
No.
So Trippier.
Stop talking about what I said.
Okay. Okay. So Dan Burn, name better left backs in the. Are there better left backs in the Premier League than right backs? Trippier topped more high quality right backs in the league.
Yeah.
So Trippier came on top of a better pile of players than
a better pile.
Yeah.
Trippier came on top of a better pile.
Seventh is ridiculous, and people know it.
No. But
you're guilty for Newcastle tax. That's all you're guilty for.
I'm guilty for Newcastle tax. You fucking joking.
You see a Newcastle player, and if Trippier was doing that at Man United, you have him top three.
But there's a reason he doesn't play for Man United.
He's too good for them.
Do you genuinely think Kieran Trippier is better than Trent Alexander-Arnold and Walker?
No, but I'm making this list.
So why is he third?
I'm making this list of the performances that I've seen in the recent season. So maybe we go this season and they get Trent smashes it like he always normally does. But I'm going off the last season.
Trent. Rewind the tape. You definitely said
the disrespect, man, on Trippier is fucking like mental.
I called him the seventh best fullback in the world.
He's just been the best right back in the Premier League. Was he the best right back last season?
But that's not.
Answer the question. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, he was.
Probably.
He was. So why is he seventh on the list of the best? On the best?
He's fifth for me.
Because you have one season doesn't make you the best footballer in that position.
No,
this is what you can't understand.
That's why Carver Howe should be in your top.
This is what you can't understand, right?
Did you even put Hakimi in, by the way?
No, I forgot about him.
That's fucking mental.
The way you view football is so bizarre because you twist it to however it suits Newcastle.
No, it's not bizarre. He just thinks it black and white.
Nice.
Literally.
No, because you view it because some player did well four seasons ago.
That got to do with any of my list?
I base mine off...
You just said Di Lorenzo wouldn't be here a year ago.
This is why we're different, right? If a player... If a Brighton player or a player who played for a small club had an unbelievable season, you wouldn't consider them higher up your list because they're playing black club.
It's based on their performances against a
high quality league.
Trippier did it at
Newcastle. We reached the first final in the club for years. We're in top four, best defence in the Premier League, team of the season.
Did not put load of my team.
I think Caicedo was in a lot of people's best.
Did you weird that?
Why? Have you not put Estupiñán second then or what?
It doesn't do it for me, man.
It doesn't do it for me.
No, it's weird that because 1 minute you say, oh, little old Newcastle underdogs, and then another time you're saying, with this massive club, we're bigger than every other club in the league other than three clubs with all this money.
No, we're bigger than Aston Villa. I said that, but like, I'm not saying we're bigger than Man United.
It's got nothing to do with who they play for.
I don't even think you realise this bias, man.
No.
How can a player be the best right back in the best league and finish seventh on your list?
He was the best performing right back last season.
So he should be higher up on your list.
That doesn't make him the best right back in the league.
Oh my God, Tom, we're making the list today, lad. And he's just had the best season out of everyone
in
that position.
So why is he not first?
Because there's other divisions. The other two people above him are in different leagues and been doing it in the Champions League.
So you think he's definitely the best fullback in the Premier League?
Currently, right now, off the past season, yes.
No. Just stop talking about what he did last year. Just as a footballer, is he the best fullback in the league?
If we go off the recent season,
if
we go off the last 38 games, yes, he is. because he performed the best and he made the team the season and he's well known that he had the best season at right back. You know I'm right. Just admit you're wrong. So, it's all right to be wrong.
No, so
every now and again it happens, Dom.
So Estupiñán, is he the best left back in the league? Because he was probably the best performing left back last season. Would you say he's the best left back in the league?
More than Robertson.
I'm trying to think of a good competition out there.
More than Ake.
I might put Robertson ahead of him.
But he performed better than Robertson last year. So based on your theory,
I mean, did
he's
he?
A better left back.
Did he? In your opinion.
Yes, he did.
Quite, yeah, he did.
Is he better than Luke
Not
Shaw?
One person would have
Luke
had
Shaw's got more FPL points.
Did he have a better season than Luke Shaw?
Yeah, I think he did.
Oh, let's have a look at this.
Oh, it's close. But Luke Shaw's
a lot of Tom L's today.
But Luke Shaw's definitely a better left back than Estupiñán.
He's right.
Trippier had a better season than Reece James. Reece James, he's quite comfortably a better right back.
I'd say if he played football, he would have been on there. I judge mine off recent performances. I judge my top lists over their performances in the past season. I'm not going back to their accomplishments previously, and that's why Reece James is not in the top.
Fair though, because the argument he used for when Callum Wilson is the best striker is because even though he plays so infrequently because he's injured, when he plays, he's brilliant. But that's the same as Reece James then. Whenever Reece James plays,
he played substantially more football. Wilson in world football is fourth for goals scored for 90 minutes played. So every time he's played, he is scoring goals. So of course he's up on the list.
No, but if he's always injured, which you've just said,
he's playing more. He's playing more than Reece James.
Oh, so basically, if you play to Newcastle,
it changes.
Lads, Reece James is fifth on my list. I don't know if you realise. So that's for playing half a season, if that.
Yeah, you still be.
So that's well going for him. If you played a full season, you would have went first. I think you'll find out that people agree, and if you don't agree, Trippier is third.
I actually think Lewis is barring Camavinga,
and putting Teo Hernandez first.
He's got the best ninth to second.
Probably, yeah.
Right, okay.
Hold that L, Tom Garrett.
Okay. Anyways, guys, let us know your list in the comments down below.
And also, speaking of a guy who doesn't take any L's.
And also probably doesn't read the comments down below.
Mr. Kylian Mbappe.
My mate has been offered a pretty good deal.
Wait, you said he was close friends with you. He's definitely reading comments, no?
No, not really comments, he reads personal.
You know he doesn't know who you know he doesn't know you exist anymore.
Of course he does, we're buddies.
I promise you he doesn't.
I promise you he does.
I promise you he doesn't know your name.
How about I message him right now?
Go on then. I bet you £100 he doesn't. Oh, by the way, you owe me £50.
Why?
We had a bet about Weghorst. You said he definitely signed for United and I said no chance. And I've got the clip to prove it. So hold that L, buddy. You can bank me that whenever you like.
Well, that's when we're doing a rematch, bro.
And send.
I want to read you what he's been offered because it's pretty nutty. I will say this, lads. So obviously Al Hilal, I got it in pounds.
Okay,
Lewis does it in euros. Al Hilal have bidded.
Him looking up. He's
it's like 270 million quid or something like that.
But that's just to buy.
The
contract offer is
ridiculous.
No, it's 300 million euros, isn't it?
Yeah. We're talking English
pounds.
Hard sterling, mate.
Yeah, hard sterling. And it's a 1 year contract. So if you're Mbappe,
take
the money, pal. So the breakdown of his actual contract, if he were to accept it, which is a 1 year contract, 1 year. So he could leave for free.
Afterwards. Wave that finger at me.
He could leave for free to Real Madrid. Real Madrid, I'll probably do it like this. Because it means they don't have to buy Mbappe now. They can just wait a year and get him for free.
Yeah.
And he's still and like 14 years old. He's still young.
Yeah.
He's killing Mbappe. He's not old. He's the best player in the world.
No, he's not. He's not obviously Bruno G. He's a little fucking Wilson or fucking Azar.
So it's in pounds.
He can only be the best if he wears black and white.
His contract is worth £600 million a year. Per month, that is 50 million quid. Per day is 1.64 million quid. Per hour, it is £68,500. Per minute, it's £1,100. Per second, it's 20 quid. £19.
Or as Lewis Bowden describes.
A Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut is second, that guy earns. It's absolutely mental.
This guy is getting...
depends what you order.
So you remember in the Premier League when we talk about like...
I don't think Mbappe orders pizza.
You know in the Prem when we talk about like... Kevin De Bruyne's on 350 grand a week or something like that. It's crazy. It's bizarre money. Mbappe's on 1.64 million a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's after tax as well.
You don't get taxes in Saudi.
That's what I'm saying. It's after tax, whereas the Premier League money isn't.
Yeah.
So when you're saying De Bruyne is on 350 grand a week, although a lot of the City players actually are on that because the apparently the club do pay their tax too, I've heard.
Is that another chart?
So if you're Mbappe, why are you even contemplating this?
I don't think he is he? I think he's pretty set on.
I don't think he'll go.
I don't think
Killian.
I swear to God.
Yeah, he said he's not interested.
Come on.
He's not interested.
A year, you would sacrifice a year of your life. Well, it's not even a sacrifice.
He owns PSG.
He's playing football in a different country that's quite hot and probably enjoyable.
But I think he's got. I completely agree.
I don't think he's going to go.
I think Killian.
But this
you're forgetting. This guy is already on track to be a billionaire.
Yeah, but
he owns the club.
Yeah, but I don't think this opportunity will happen again, will it?
No, I don't think he cares.
If he waits a year, he's not going to be able to get this year.
Genuinely cares more about his legacy and wanting to be the greatest footballer on earth.
I agree.
Than 600 million quid.
Well, he's an idiot. Then.
I think he's. But he could take. But what we, he could take the 600 million and then still continue.
Yeah, but also, does he really want to spend a year in Saudi Arabia when it's the Euros next year? What happens if his level? He wants to be playing Champions League football. He wants Champions League medals. He wants to stay at the highest level. So next year when he's playing for his country, he's at the highest level.
But I get your point, but I still don't think that if he stays at PSG, they will be doing that.
Well, at least he's in the Champions League.
Yeah. Which is, yeah.
Do you want to hear something?
Yeah.
The Ministry of Sport in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Have allocated 17 billion for the Saudi Pro League transfers between now and 2030.
Yeah.
So in the next 7 years, they've allocated 17 billion.
And if you, mate, this is exactly.
So no, this won't be a one-off.
No, for him, I mean. Because next year it'll be Madrid, won't it? Really? If he's going to continue this
conquest of European. They keep signing all these players because I don't know when their transfer window ends. Let's say they sign another 10 stars. By next year, that'll be one of the best leagues in the world anyway.
Good point, yeah.
But they're not in the Champions League unless they cut a deal with the UEFA.
But all the best, it doesn't matter if all the best players are going to go there.
Yeah. The
Champions League is only the Champions League.
Yeah, the new pinnacle of football becomes
all
somewhere
the best players play in it.
You tell me it's the Saudi Super League.
Well, yeah.
Almost. But, how long do they stay there, though? Do they not just go there for a season or two, the money and
leave?
But
that's why I'm saying he should do it.
No, that's
it's a no-brainer to do it for 1 year.
It's a no-brainer from the standard, like Ruben Neves's, but I think Mbappe, like, if he's losing a season where he can win all these new accolades, he's cheering Ronaldo and Messi in his head.
Mbappe wants the Ballon d'Or, and if he's playing in Saudi Arabia, he won't win
Ballon d'Or. Do you really think Kylian Mbappe, unless he wins the Champions League with PSG, will come anywhere close to Ballon d'Or next year?
I think he thinks he's going to win the Champions League with PSG.
I'd take the 700 mil.
No, he wants to leave PSG.
Yeah, he doesn't want to stay at PSG, but he's also not going to get a contract at a club that will push
people know
to,
in a year's time.
Yeah. Do you see what I mean? He's not going to go to Madrid now because they're not going to want to pay for him.
Money,
yeah. No one in the Premier League that could compete for the Champions League would want him. Where's he going to go for a year? Take the money.
Yeah, I agree. For some reason, I don't think he will. I don't have any basis.
I think he leaves on PSG on a free next year.
I'd understand if he wanted to stay at PSG, but he doesn't want to do that either.
Yeah, I'd go. I'd fucking.
No, I think everyone here would go for 700 fucking million.
Yeah, but what could he possibly imagine that in the next 12 months is greater than taking a year out to get 700 million?
But he's not taking. Like I said, the league. He's now of a decent level.
Yes.
It just is. They've signed that many players.
No, but
I don't know about that.
But in
what are you telling me? It's not at least half competitive.
Ronaldo's team just lost like 5-0 to Benfica, 4-1 to like some random.
Don't need to bring that up. Team. No, we don't need to bring that up.
But the level isn't there.
But the problem is, if he is set on going to like let's say Real Madrid, he's going to do that next year anyway.
Yeah.
Also, if Mbappe signs for Al Hilal, the league is going to. Boom, everyone's going there.
Would you have taken a
more
gap
than
year?
Going there
would you have taken a gap year before you went to university for 50 grand.
Difference
pays
is,
your tuition.
Difference is he's of like a class of player where he can go on to be remembered like forever.
Yeah, and
he like,
doesn't want to for one year though.
So I think he sees that year as a currency of like how much he can win in that year. Like that's how old is he now?
Where though? Where?
Where, the Ballon d'Or? Where is he going to win?
Where? He can just and also PSG,
and he's going to win the Ballon d'Or.
He's not because Haaland exists and City going to win everything anyway.
He has more chance of winning at PSG than over in Saudi though.
Yeah, I know, but.
Oh yeah.
There's also not
that's
a chance.
Saudi aren't in the Champions
League. There's not also the chance to become a billionaire in a year.
He's already going to be a billionaire.
It's generational wealth for the next 5 generations.
How do you know he doesn't break his leg next year and never plays again?
He owns PSG, man.
How do you know he doesn't break his leg next year?
Yeah, he owns PSG, man.
He doesn't own PSG.
He owns it, okay. But he owns it, yet he wants to leave. Like, that's...
You can't turn that down. I think he'd be an idiot to turn that down.
It's not even like... It doesn't even make career sense to not take it. Because in the year that he gets
what
for his contract finishing, he can go to any club in the world.
If it was a choice between Madrid for 500 grand a week or
that's different.
Say, yeah, take
like
the Madrid
if Madrid
deal.
Were offering, like, here's a contract, you can come sign for us, or you can take a year out in Saudi League, there's a risk that you don't come to Madrid, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a difficult question.
Guys,
but all he's doing is just taking a step back for 700.
What happens if his level drops? Out in Saudi Arabia.
He's not just suddenly going to become a crap player, is he?
No, but he can level.
He's still going to be playing internationally.
Levels at that highest peak in football.
Does he have the same motivation out there to crack on? It'll be like
all right
for him.
Let's say that he goes over there and he scores 50 goals.
Say it.
Okay, 60, 70 goals in a year and he makes that league look like ass. Madrid are definitely going to still want to get him at that point. Do you know what I mean?
But what happens if he goes over there? And doesn't score.
But then he gets a cheaper contract to Madrid the year after and he's not going to be bothered about money because he's already made £750 million.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't do it in that league, then he ain't going to do it for Madrid anyway, is he?
Does he really think that he's going to win a Ballon d'Or in the next 12 months? Because that's the only reason.
I think you are forgetting this is Kylian Mbappe, and when you to get yourself to be the best in the world, you have to have that mentality.
No, but if Messi wins the Ballon d'Or this year, it's almost guaranteed that Haaland will win the next one because they'll be like, oh, well, he should have.
I don't think he thinks of that though. I think he'll look at it through a different lens of like him thinking he's the best and he can
no, but
still
the issue
do it.
Is,
and
he wants to leave PSG.
Yeah.
There's nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
Imagine being too good that no one can afford you except Saudi.
It's more. It's more. The issue isn't teams can't afford him. They can. They just can't
afford him.
It's the rules around it. City, Newcastle have the money to buy Mbappe. Mm. So do Madrid. Did.
Financial fair play for us.
Oh my God, you're fucking deaf.
That's what he just said.
You physically have the money to buy him.
Yeah, I agree.
But
with
you can't buy the rules.
I'm agreeing with you, mate.
Jesus.
All I'm saying is, Tom, you could be playing in Saudi Division 3.
What, where there's no money?
I'd move to Saudi to play a year of football for how much he gets in a day, by the way.
What's he getting a day?
At 1.9 million euros.
Nah, I'm all right.
To be fair, Lewis would probably move to Saudi for 1 hour of his salary.
Pizza a second, mate. That's 60
pizza. He'd do it for a pizza brand deal.
Guys, he's getting 70 grand an hour. Do you know nuts? Well, he's not, but he could do.
Yeah.
70?
I don't think he'll take it.
I saw a tweet. Can you imagine just like every week you just reload your Barclays banking app and there's like 13 million quid.
What's the point of having that much money? Like, what are you even going to do with it?
Generational wealth, man. He buys countries now.
Yeah.
I
don't want to give him
Kylian,
kids
Kylian Mbappe's contract is worth more than the entirety of Tottenham Hotspur.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
No, it's not. Hang on. I'm going to call you out on this. Yesterday, they released the rankings of richest clubs by worth in the world, and Tottenham are above Arsenal. They're worth more than Arsenal.
Blasphemy.
What do you mean? How? Probably the stadium for one.
Stadium and all the money it brings in.
How much would you think Tottenham would sell for?
Well, based on that, I think it's about 2.something billion. And Arsenal's below
Three Mbappes.
Yeah. That's three seasons of Mbappe.
What do you reckon?
No, it's two Mbappes because of the transfer fee.
Oh, yeah, two Mbappes.
No, because the transfer fee is not that much.
Yeah, that's what I meant. 300 plus 700, that's like 3 billion, isn't it? Here's a question. Who do you think the most rogue expensive footballer in the next 5 years will be? Let's just say, you know,
Jay Livermore.
Douglas Luiz goes for 550 million.
Because some of them have been really weird. Like, who was it who went for really low? Henderson went for like 5 mil, was it?
Yeah, I think 15 or 10.
Yeah. Has Henderson signed? Is it done?
It's getting there. Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure.
Stevie G.
There was one.
But do you know what I mean? If there's a 17 billion pound piggy bank, right?
Billion.
Who's going to be the most expensive, useless?
Guys, I know we're laughing and joking about it, but I think football might be ruined.
Nah, I reckon it'll be someone like
Harry Maguire.
Lindelof.
Oh, that's a good shout. Going for 150 million.
Not that much.
But... Elliot Anderson.
Shut up.
Luke Shaw in like a season or two.
Okay.
So getting on now.
On a serious note, though, are you going to apply to play in Saudi Division 3? You're getting offered 150 grand a week, a supercar and a house.
Yeah, do that.
Well, do it then. Apply.
Apply?
Apply for it.
That's what they're doing.
Send him the Farnham video.
Oh, it is, isn't it? I've seen the...
Yeah, you can apply. Yes.
Send me a highlight reel, mate. Clinical in the box.
Fox in the box. Wait, what are you on about?
I can't do that.
Mate,
I haven't even seen that.
They're offering Division 3 Saudi players a house, a supercar, 150 grand a year.
But is it not people that are Saudi Arabian though?
I mean, yeah, I don't even...
No, it's to everyone.
I wouldn't even want to live there.
I thought it was to do...
For everyone. No, it's everyone.
Oh, is it? So it's not just to get more Saudi Arabians.
Yeah, because they don't want to just get superstars. They actually want a football infrastructure out there.
They're going to create the worst kind of players, though. Like, all the players that go off the rails, they're too young, and they're just like, we'll flop.
Off the rails in a country that don't allow drinking and
drugs. Nah, you can if you're rich, like.
I don't know if you can.
You can do anything when you're rich.
That is not true.
Yeah. Right, anyways, I'm going to be applying.
Oh, yeah. That'll go down well.
Trust me, I've got a great highlight reel.
Yeah, you can get your CV on. Do the video with Chris MD.
I can send them the greatest goal ever scored at Wembley.
Oh, yeah, against who? Bates.
Is it the greatest goal ever scored at Wembley? I thought it was ranked as the greatest moment.
It was the greatest moment 2016. Oh, you laugh, yeah? I beat Beyonce. Beyonce 0, Theo Baker 1, I think you'll find.
Did a 1-2 with Joe Weller once.
No, took it past Jamie Carragher.
Put that on your CV.
Assisted by JJ Okocha, took it past Jamie Carragher. Hold that fucking hell.
Ooh.
Beyonce had a feature on Joe Weller's. Ronaldo Chaw featuring Beyonce.
Win in Rome, eh? Win in Rome.
Do the quiz?
Time for a quiz?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Quizzy time. Right, can we...
With the Ronaldo drop.
So, can I get Buzz and Isaac,
please? Give me my halo. Beyonce. Hey.
Cam.
Right.
What?
I just saw Cam on the floor.
Nice. Cam. So, we're going to do name the transfer. So, there's a transfer from this window.
Oh.
It's a player who's moved.
You know.
You have a few clues, got to guess who the player is. So, a nice and easy one. What's your problem?
I don't know this.
Yeah, this is a shit quiz.
You should be following football. These are new relevant transfer. You do podcast.
Good lad. Yeah. Keep it up to date, brother.
Thank you. French international.
Hey!
Beyonce.
Kante.
No. Has won Liga 1 three times.
Beyonce. And Cuckoo.
Well done. That's a nice easy one to get us going.
Has he really won Liga 1 three times?
Yeah.
Oh, he's at PSG, aren't he?
Yeah. Okay, second one. He's an England international. Has played at Birmingham, Stoke, Crystal Palace. He's an FA Cup runner-up with Man United, but he didn't make an appearance.
No. Pass.
What?
Cam.
Excuse me.
Get off your phone.
You're working, mate.
No, he's checking in.
Hang on, who are the teams again?
So, Birmingham, Stoke, Crystal Palace... It was an FA Cup runner-up with Man United, but never made an appearance for them. Did you guess that, Rafe?
That's a pass.
Yeah. Oh. He's guessed. If you, I'm struggling. Cam, Ben Foster?
No.
He played for United.
No, but he said... he said they didn't make an appearance when they were runners up. He said
no, so to clarify. To clarify, he's never played for Man United. Yeah, so Birmingham, Stoke, Crystal Palace, and Man United. Wayne never played.
Bloody hell, man! This is hard, isn't it?
Get a clue if you want to pass.
Okay,
pass.
No, but then we're all back in.
Yeah, pass. I've not a clue.
He is, in fact, a goalkeeper.
Beyonce.
That's my buzzer as well.
Heaton.
No.
Chris Kirkland.
Go on. Is that it?
That was a clue. Yeah,
that's a second clue.
I mean, it is a pretty hard one, I guess. He might have got this one. He was on loan to Man United.
On loan?
Yeah. You sort of thought of as
oh, like Cam Butland.
Yeah, there you go, man. Okay, number three. He is 38 years old.
Theo Baker.
He has played in midfield and defence. He was in the 2018 England World Cup squad. Recently signed for a team who wear blue.
Fuck me, he's shit at this.
2018 World Cup
squad. 38 years old. Still playing at the highest level.
Beyonce. James Milner.
No.
Oh, good shout. Yeah, no, I like that.
That is a good shout.
Can we give it him anyway?
I like that. Good shout, man.
Cam. Oh, he's not that old. Shit. And he hasn't signed for some... Oh, did they fly in blue? Henderson?
No.
No, he's not.
He's not 38, is he? Oh, I said defence as well.
What?
Midfield is...
Oh, James Milner was a really good shout. Are you sure he's not James Milner?
Yeah. Are you sure about that?
You got a guess? If not, we need another clue.
Do you want a clue?
No, I'm an idiot, mate.
Okay, he has played for Aston Villa.
Beyonce. Ashley Young.
Yes.
Oh.
Signed for Everton, hasn't he?
Good shout. Oh, yeah.
Okay, question nice number four. Mate. He's a Premier League winner, an FA Cup winner, and a Championship winner.
Championship?
He's signed for his former club. Quite a surprise.
Oh, Beyonce. Hey. That was me. Aaron Ramsey.
No. Good shout, though.
Johnny Evans.
Yes, Johnny Evans. Won the championship with Sunderland.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There's a good documentary on that, actually, recently, about Keane.
Question number five. Fabrizio Romano was wrong.
Who?
Who?
Wait, who?
Wilfred Zaha.
No.
What was his name?
Fabrizio Romano.
Oh.
Was wrong with a here we go about this player. He's Brazilian.
Yeah, okay.
Played in the championship last season.
Beyonce.
Pedro.
Yes. Right, this one's fucking hard, like, boys.
I'm winning, aren't I?
Actually, you might be all right with it.
Am I winning? I think I'm winning.
I'm winning.
Extra hard bonus question.
Yeah, you're both on two. So.
He spent his youth career at Arsenal and Inter Miami. Signed.
Cam. Romeo Beckham.
Yeah. There you go.
Nice.
Yeah, that was an easy one to end.
Yeah.
I was that easy?
It's obvious.
Why didn't you say it then?
Because you were too fast. Beyonce, man.
Hey.
It's harder to say than Cam.
Right, good job, boys. Another podcast done.
Are we done?
Well.
Are we done? Yeah. We're never done, man. We got loads more to talk about. For example, such as making sure you're ringing us 5 stars and have a podcast on Spotify.
Only one more podcast.
Till the season starts.
Actually, is it two?
It's two, but next week, we're going to be doing our full-on predictions. So this is something that we can come back to at the end of the season. So if you have any categories you want us to touch on,
and
yeah, then continue it on.
And your hair is getting tasty. Bald soon.
Yes, yes, if he can pin me down.
Eat his head.
Well,
what do you mean?
So if you have any categories you want us to touch on for predictions, message us on
BBW.
Instagram. Okay, that's on there.
POV.
Okay. Right, well, that's everything for today, guys. We will see you all on the next one. Remember to keep rating us the best of the best, because we are keeping our top spot as UK number one.
We're number one.